Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas, my loves. I hope you're all having a safe and happy holiday, and Santa Claus was good, y'all. One of my Christmas wishes came true. One of my loves sent me a topic for a discussion today. They would like to remain anonymous, but they're about to become new parents, and they had a couple of questions and asked if I would mind chiming in. So, of course, I was more than happy to oblige. So, grab a glass of eggnog and cozy up, and let's get to it. I'll never forget finding out I was pregnant for the first time. The joy, the excitement, and the sheer panic. A baby? I'm having a baby? Little did I know at the time, but I was having two babies. I was so excited, but so scared at the same time. Am I gonna be a good parent? I need to come up with a birthing plan. Oh God, I need a nap. But first, I really need a taco. I had so many thoughts going through my head, but my first step was calling the doctor for my first OB appointment. With my appointment made, then it was time to go to work. It was so surreal. It was just another day, but somehow everything had shifted. It wasn't just me anymore. There were, at the time I thought, only one little one in there along for the ride, but turns out there was two. I floated through my day while making a mental list of all the things I needed to get ready for motherhood. Before we begin, I would like to mention I am not a licensed healthcare provider, and these are just recommendations from one parent to another. Always consult your GP or pediatrician before making any decisions regarding your health or your baby's health. First, we're going to start out by talking about some baby gear. You know, I knew the essentials. A crib, car seat, stroller, baby clothes, burp rags, diaper bags, etc. But what were some of the other items I would need? Thankfully, I have a great support system who recommended some things I hadn't thought about. My list has grown over the years, so here are a few things I definitely recommend. A breast pump. Something I learned when I was pregnant with Nora, who is my youngest, some insurance companies will actually send you a free breast pump. So check your pregnancy and maternity benefits and see if that is available to you. Pregnancy pillow. See, I was a rookie. I used a regular body pillow. But the pregnancy pillow is actually very highly recommended by a couple of my friends. It gives you back and belly support, which are very important the further along you are. It provides even weight distribution, which will be a lifesaver for your back and hips. A boppy pillow. I can't help but just like smile every time I say the word boppy. I don't know why. It makes me giggle. It's like a U-shaped pillow that you can use whether you're going to be breastfeeding or bottle feeding. It provides a good support for the baby. It raises it up closer to mom or dad if he's going to bottle feed. It gives you good arm support. And also, when baby is old enough, it's a very good pillow to have for tummy time, which we'll get to that. One of my most recent finds that was not available when I was having my kiddos, but is available now, you should definitely check it out. It's a hip seat carrier. So you have your regular baby carrier where it's like the little front backpack where baby, you know, slips in the front there. But this one has a little seat attachment to it for when they're a little bit older and you want to hold them and you don't have to like keep adjusting them up and down on your hip. They have a cute little seat right there for you. And also it provides a good support if you're going to bottle feed or breastfeed as well. A baby swing. Oh goodness, the baby swing. Let me tell you, the baby swing saved my life. Many times, not just with the twins, but also with Nora. Something about the gentle motion of the way that the swing moves actually mimics the motion and the swaying of when baby was inside mama's belly, which helps keep them calm and helps them take a little nap. Swaddlers. So we've all seen the little baby burritos that they make at the hospital. Those are hard. Those are very hard to make on your own. But thankfully, some mom somewhere, or who knows, maybe a dad, decided to come up with a swaddler. So you can try to do it old school with the blanket yourself, or they have this nifty thing where You put baby inside of this. You lay him down. And then it actually just zips up over them like a little pair of jammies, but it keeps them in that same swaddle position. If you don't put anything else on your baby registry, definitely make sure you put down some swaddlers. So these are just some of the essentials, and that's really all you need. There really are so many products out there, but if you have the basics, you'll be good to go. What are some good ways to bond during pregnancy? Well, in between the fatigue and nausea, this can be a little tricky, but not impossible. If your partner has been having some cravings, make it a date night and go satisfy those cravings. Or grab it curbside and go home and cuddle up with some good food, watch a movie, listen to some music, or whatever it is that the two of you enjoy doing together. Constant communication, whether it's in pregnancy or in just your relationship, is very important. Make sure you make space for the changing emotions. Something may not seem like a big deal to you, but with all the body changes and the roller coaster of emotions, be open to your partner's concern, even if they seem small to you. The emotional bonding during pregnancy is beautiful. And mama, not only does that mean that daddy needs to have some, understanding for you, but you need to have some understanding for them as well. You know, they're going through a lot of changes along with you. And just keep that line of communication open. Give each other grace during this time. Make your baby registry together. Honestly, there are so many things to choose from. And kind of going through it together, but it's a time for bonding. And, dad might have some cool little things he wants for his future Jedi or future, Hogwarts student or whatever little passion you guys share together. So make sure that you set that time together. Keep going with your pre-baby routines and enjoy every day and every milestone as your baby grows inside mama's tummy. There was the question of whether tummy tickles or blowing raspberries on mama's belly is a good idea. That's really all going to depend on what your partner is comfortable with. And also remember, new mamas are always nauseous and we always have to pee. So definitely check with mom before you go in for a tickle because, one thing I did during my pregnancy that I really enjoyed was taking baby bump pictures every month. It wasn't something professional. I wasn't wearing a flowing gown, standing out in the middle of a field anywhere. Most of the time it was just me taking a picture in my bathroom. But there are pictures that I will cherish forever. Oh, and the one thing I definitely enjoyed was having my belly lightly scratched and rubbed. It was so soothing. It would always put me to sleep. Just communicate with your partner. Ask them what they need. Do they need a back rub? Do they need a foot rub? You guys can do that while you're sitting talking with each other, watching a movie or listening to some music. Just keep that line of communication open and you'll be set. Books about parenting from birth to the first year. I didn't really read a lot of books when I was pregnant. I maybe skimmed through What to Expect When Expecting, but there are plenty of books out there. One that came highly recommended and covers everything from birth to pregnancy is called Crib Sheet, a data-driven guide to better, more relaxed parenting from birth to preschool, the Parent Data Series, which is available by Emily Oster. A little brief description about the book. Armed with the data, Oster finds that the conventional wisdom doesn't always hold up. She debunks myths around breastfeeding, sleep training, potty training, language acquisitions, and many other topics. She also shows parents how to think through freighted questions like if and how to go back to work, how to think about toddler discipline, and how to have a relationship and parent at the same time. I prefer the hard, cold facts. Show me the data. I like being able to make informed decisions, and Plans by Emily Oster seems like it has it pretty well covered. Some ways to bond with the baby after birth. One of the big things, the twins that I had, Micah and Michaela, they were preemies and they recommended skin to skin when they were in the NICU, but also it's a very good tool for when you're also having a full-term birth as well. Skin-to-skin contact can also be known as kangaroo care. It has very, very good benefits for not just baby, but also for mom and actually for dad as well. How do you do skin-to-skin? How do you do kangaroo care? That's where you take baby, and the baby's just wearing a little diaper, and you lay them against either mom's chest or dad's chest. Those benefits of skin-to-skin contact helps the baby regulate their temperature, breathing, heart rate, helps stabilize their blood sugar and oxygen levels. It also helps them adjust to life outside of the womb. It helps reduce crying, encourages breast or chest feeding, stimulates digestion and interest in feeding. It also helps protect against infection by colonizing the baby's skin with mom's friendly bacteria. And it also encourages periods of alertness and deep sleep. For mom, the benefits is it helps control postpartum bleeding, helps regulate blood pressure and stress hormones, promotes prenatal attachment and confidence in parenting. It helps reduce pain, helps release the wonderful hormone oxytocin, which helps you feel closer to your baby, which is also another hormone that's released during breastfeeding. It helps lower depression in mom. And as far as for dad, for the partner, studies show that parental skin-to-skin contact can improve bonding and familiarity between the baby and the partner, and can also positively impact their relationship. Reading and singing to your baby. Those were a couple of questions that came up. So, and that's another good bonding method for after baby is born. As far as books go, one of my favorite go-tos is Good Night Moon. It prepares baby for bed, making a nice little routine of the steps you can follow along with our little sweet bear, who is the main character of our story. It gives them a visual, and then you can also follow through those steps with them. He says goodnight to the room. He says goodnight to the moon. It's a very, very cute read, and it's very highly recommended, so I would definitely check that one out. Lullabies are also a very good bedtime routine to start with your baby. It's a way of bonding. I was looking to see, I mean, I know some of the basic, you know, top lullabies, as you would say, but there was a couple of them on here that I was not familiar with. Those lullabies are Rock-a-Bye Baby, which I think everyone knows. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. You Are My Sunshine. I didn't think that was a bedtime lullaby, but apparently it is. Hush, Little Baby. And the one I found interesting is called Good Night. It is a classic Beatles song written by John Lennon for his son Julian. It is a peaceful and soothing song with tender lyrics like, "Now the sun turns out his light," and "Dream sweet dreams for me." It's a perfect song for parents to sing to their little ones. Just talking to your baby in general is also a good way to bond with them. This helps them learn the sound of your voice, the way that you smell, because babies, you know, their sight's not super great when they're first born, so they do a lot of things by olfactory senses. Baby toys. As I just mentioned, babies don't have the best vision when they're first born. Up until they're about 2 months old, they're not able to really follow a lot of objects. They go, again, by like their hearing and by their smell. So as far as toys go, I wouldn't go overboard. Maybe like a couple of like little teething rings or something that's soft and makes little crinkle noises or a rattle. Also, I would mention don't put any toys in your bed, in your baby's bed with them until they're closer to 12 months old. And you should always make sure that when you're putting them to bed, they go to sleep on their backs, never on their tummies. My kiddos, they were big fans. They're black and white toys, which is kind of nice because, again, they can't see a lot of that color, but they can distinguish some shapes. If you're a fan of The Nightmare Before Christmas, that's a good line they just came out with. They also have the little toy bars that go over the handle of a car seat. Again, that's stuff you probably don't need to worry about until baby's a little bit older, because they're really not going to recognize that probably until they're about maybe 4 or 5 months old. What are some ways that you can spend time together again after having your baby, or even into, you know, like toddlerhood? Reading is always a good way. It helps, you know, stimulate imagination. It expands vocabulary. There are television programs that are good to watch together as a family. One of the favorites of Nora was actually called The Furchester Hotel. It's a BBC extension of the WSBT program we have over here in the States of Sesame Street. It incorporates, you know, feelings, how to recognize them, how to process them. There's repetition in there, which gets them ready. Babies and kids learn by repetition. So shows like The Furchester or even regular Sesame Street and Yo Gabba Gabba, they all help with the bright characters and the music. It teaches them not only like how to recognize emotions and process them, but there's a lot of good building blocks in there that help prepare them for preschool and kindergarten, because they do ABCs, they do their numbers. There's a lot of good things in there, shape recognition, colors. Definitely those are some of my top three ones I would check out. One that I had never heard of is blowing raspberries on a baby's tummy. Does it help develop brain or motor skills, or hinder any sensory development? From the research that I did, it doesn't appear that it helps or hinders any brain or motor skills or any sensory development. But I will tell you, it does make for a few really good baby giggles. So incorporate that into a game of peekaboo, and that will get your baby smiling and laughing. And also keep in mind when you're speaking with baby that your vocal inflection plays a huge part into everything. Babies are very sensitive to emotions. They can feel when our body language changes or there's stress or tension in our voices as well. So anytime you're talking to baby, always keep a happy smiley face in your voice with your tummy tickles and your raspberries. I'm sorry, a little bear baby belly. It's hard to resist not giving little kisses and little raspberries on there. And speaking of bellies, one of the other questions was, baby's belly button, will they have an innie or an outie? How are belly button shapes determined? Are they hereditary? According to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show, no, your belly button shape is not solely determined by genetics. Factors that determine belly button shape is a combination of genetic factors like healing process and external influences. The way your belly button looks is mostly by chance. Your belly button is a scar left after the umbilical cord is cut and the umbilical stump falls off. The shape of your belly button is determined by how the skin grows as it heals. Whether your belly button is an innie or an outie depends on how the scar tissue heals. An outie belly button can be caused by a small umbilical hernia or an infection at the base of the umbilical cord. Belly buttons come in many shapes and sizes, including T-shaped, spiral, light bulb-shaped, horizontal, vertical, and oval. Who knew? I just knew there was an innie and outie. You're telling me I could have had an awesome spiral-shaped belly button? Oh, man. Speaking of tummies, let's talk about breastfeeding versus formula. Breast versus bottle. Honestly, whichever works best for you and your baby. Breastfed babies nurse more often than formula-fed babies. And sometimes breast milk isn't enough for babies, and your pediatrician will go over this with you as well. It's perfectly fine for baby and mama as well if the baby needs to have formula or if they need to supplement. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as baby is happy and healthy, then that's what's the most important thing. There's no stigma around you have to be only breastfeeding, you have to be only formula feeding, or no bottle. And again, this is just my personal opinion. But if mama is going to go back to work and or has an errand that needs to be run and baby can't come along, or even if you want to go on a solo date night, Getting baby used to a bottle early on will help daddy or whomever is going to be watching the baby while mama is away. And that can be whether you're going to use breast milk or if you're going to use formula. Also, with bottle feeding, that gives dad or partner a chance to bond with the baby like mom gets to bond with the baby when she breastfeeds or bottle feeds. So, again, whatever works best for you guys. And at the end of the day, whatever keeps baby, full and thriving, that's all that matters. When to introduce babies to baby food, this is something you'll want to consult your GP or pediatrician on, because every baby is different, and with all the food allergies that are around now, it's best to wait till baby is at least, about 6 to 7 months old before you introduce any kind of baby food. But again, consult your GP or pediatrician. They're going to give you the best options. One of the questions that was asked is, when should they start looking into preschool, nursery school, or daycare? For daycare, I would definitely start doing my research now, because they fill up very, very quickly. This way you can kind of plan on what works best for your budget and what's going to align up with your schedule to go back to work after maternity leave is over. Not all, but most daycares, that waiting list can be quite extensive. So the sooner you decide that, yes, you're going to go with a daycare, definitely, start doing that research now. This also would apply to preschool and nursery schools, especially if you're thinking of going for a private school. Their registration fills up very quickly. So definitely start doing your research so you can budget, what's going to work out financially for you. And also, are you going to meet that registration deadline? Because depending on when baby is born, my kids missed the cutoff here in the States for going to kindergarten at 5, because they turned 5 after registration had closed. So definitely do your research planned on that as well. And most importantly, find your village. Family, friends, coworkers, build up that support group. Now, there are some Facebook groups out there that are informative and can, offer some good advice and make some new friends and connections, but sometimes the drama just isn't worth it. So just kind of dip your toe out there in the water a little bit regarding that part of it. Speaking of pregnancy and cravings, which we're going to talk about, we are going to do a couple of pregnancy food reviews. We typically do restaurants on Wednesdays, but today we're going to be doing pregnancies, cravings. If you would like to see the video of today's trying testing, it will be available on the show's Facebook page, which is Ridiculous Ramblings, and the show's website, which is RidiculousRamblings.com. If this is your first time tuning into the show, Ridiculous is spelled a little bit differently. It is RIDDICKULOUS. Joining me today to rate these pregnancy cravings, ladies and gentlemen, my love, my best friend, defender of the galaxy, Chef Sean. Hey, good looking. What's cooking?
Well, we've got a turkey breast in the oven.
Yes, we do. It smells fantastic in here.
But other than that, we've got several little plates of common pregnancy cravings.
Yes.
That we're going to try. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I just can't hide it.
So we have a couple of common ones, and then we have two of my pregnancy cravings that we're going to be trying today. Nothing too crazy.
And I just want to throw out there, my favorite part of this whole episode is that the kids came home today. They were at their grandma and grandpa's house. And Mikey, who's 15, comes over and is like, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And he was like, what? He's like, what? And then he whispered in her ear, I saw... You're pregnant. That's awesome. I'm so excited.
I saw the paper. I was like, what paper? The paper where you're talking about you being pregnant. And I'm like, I'm not pregnant. That's for the podcast. But I was touched that he was excited.
It was very touching. And then 30 minutes later, Nora, the youngest, what did she say?
Pregnant. pregnancy, you're pregnant? And I'm like, I am not pregnant. We need to have a family meeting. Mommy is not pregnant. All right. Well,
all right. Well, let's get to this.
So
what are we doing first?
A couple of the...
let's end on spicy.
Okay, let's end on spicy. A couple of the most common ones that popped up. I did enjoy some pickles while I was pregnant, but I did not enjoy them in this fashion. If you did, great. But I cannot say honestly that I had these combos. So we are going to start off with some pickles and ice cream. And pickles are another weird thing that I have my preference of pickles. But when you're pregnant, you're either a Vlasic pickle person or you are a Clausen pickle person. There is no in between. Your body gets very bougie when you're pregnant. Oh, here we go.
Ah! There's one for you. And be careful, that ice cream is melting.
It's a little melty. The pickles and the ice cream.
There we go.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it's melting. Oh, no.
It's slipping right off there. Ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Bon appetit.
Well, you know what?
I don't hate it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't eat a bowl of it, but...
No. Maybe like a pickle, but not like a lot, but I... Okay. Mm.
The ice cream's gone, and then it's just pickle.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's not terrible. All right, sticking with the pickles. Next on to pickles and peanut butter. Let us know. Leave us a comment. What were some of your pregnancy cravings? Like, did you have, like, the pretty basic ones? Did you have anything that was, like, way out there that maybe we should try? Pickles and peanut butter. Mm. Ready? I think I like the ice cream and pickles better.
Yeah, me too. That was...
I mean, the peanut butter wasn't bad. But, yeah, I like the ice cream better.
All right.
Okay. This is one I saw on TikTok. It is, it's strawberry preserves with flaming hot Cheeto puffs. So, let's get in there. I'm excited. I love spicy stuff.
Yes, you
do. I ate all the spicy stuff when I was pregnant with Micah and Michaela, like, everything.
I'm just going to leave that there.
Okay.
I'm going to scoop.
It's getting a little messy over here.
One ready for me. Okay.
I'm so excited.
Ready?
I am ready. Cheeto in hand. You want to dink it?
Up top.
Up top. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Because to eat them by themselves, I'm not a super huge fan.
Mm-hmm. That jam just gives it just like a little something.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by itself.
Not pregnant, but I would totally crush that as just like a random every night snack. I'm a fan of it. Mm. Okay, now we're going to move on to... couple of mine. So
you need to hit
a little ice cream.
I need to hit a little ice cream after eating a
flaming hot Cheeto puff. So everything had to be spicy when I was pregnant with the twins.
Flaming hot anything is not for me.
Oh.
We're
all about the spicy life. Me and the kiddos.
I like spicy food, but like food is for me to bring pleasure.
Mm.
And to eat food that's just heat is not pleasurable, but that's just me.
So I don't have Frank's Red Hot sauce, but that is what I ate with this particular craving. But we've got Crystal. It's a good brand. It's tasty. Not sponsoring the show. Okay, so I was pregnant with Micah and Michaela, and I wanted Flaming Hot Cheetos, but not just Flaming Hot Cheetos. I wanted them to be covered in Frank's Red Hot sauce. So we don't have the Frank's, but we do have a very good Crystal brand, and we're gonna get these nice and soaked here in some hot sauce. Oh my gosh. And I'm kind of drooling a little bit. In my opinion,
I would rather have Crystal than Frank's.
Okay. Are you ready?
There you go.
Oh. See? It's all drippy. Oh, I'm so excited. Ready? Think. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See now? Wait.
I ate an entire like snack size bag from the gas station of those one night. I had the worst heartburn afterwards, but that need to fill that craving it takes over your whole brain. I remember I woke up I sat straight up out of bed. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I need a taco. And we had just had a snowstorm. And I'm like, no, like, you don't understand. I am going to cry. And I did cry because I needed a taco so bad. I'm sorry, babe. Is it too spicy?
No, I'm going back to the ice cream.
Just going back for some ice cream. Okay, my last one. This was a constant craving with Nora. It's not spicy. It's something totally doable. Beef jerky. I went through so many bags of beef jerky when I was pregnant with Nora. All right.
I already know how I feel about beef
jerky. We already know you love beef jerky. I love it, pregnant or not pregnant. So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Very good.
I'm grabbing pickle. I need some acid to clear out the heat.
Oh, no. My apologies, Sean. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I told you I was going to try it.
And you did. You were a trooper. Yay, Chef Sean ate the spices. Oh. Okay. Well... Hopefully we...
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Please don't eat any of this for Christmas. Unless you're pregnant, then...
Have at it. You. Have all the pickles and ice cream and peanut butter. Have your spicy Cheetos.
Hot sauce.
With hot sauce or strawberry, jam. Mm-hmm. Mow down on... In moderation with all the pickles and the... beef jerky because of the sodium content.
Watch that salt.
Because, pregnant ladies be swelling. I think that about does it for today. I hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas and that you're all doing well. And thank you to my loves for the topic for discussion today. If you ever want to do a topic for discussion or leave a comment or just say, hey, girl, hey. Or if you want to, give a shout out or be shouted out, you can head over to the show's Facebook page, which is Ridiculous Ramblings, or you can reach out through the show's website, which is RidiculousRamblings.com. I thank my special guest, as always, for joining me today on this journey, and I hope everyone enjoys the rest of your holiday week, whether you're going to be just, taking some vacay time or if you have to go back to work. I hope the rest of your week is good and people are kind. And I think that's it. So until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.
Ciao, Bella.